A, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. A, or A, is the first letter in the first vowel of the Latin alphabet, used in the modern English alphabet, the alphabets of other Western European languages, and others worldwide. Its name in English is A, pronounced A, plural A's. Note 1. A's is the plural of the name of the letter. The plural of the letter itself is rendered A's, 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 or A's. It is similar in shape to the ancient Greek letter alpha, from which it derives. The uppercase version consists of the two slanting sides of a triangle, crossed in the middle by a horizontal bar. The lowercase version could be written in two forms, the double-story A and single-story A. The latter is commonly used in handwriting and fonts based on it, especially fonts intended to be read by children, and is also found in italic type. In English grammar, A and its variant an are indefinite articles. Section 1. History. The earliest known Saturn ancestor of A is Aleph, also written Aleph, the first letter of the Phoenician alphabet, which consisted entirely of consonants. For that reason, it is also called an abjad to distinguish it from a true alphabet. In turn, the ancestor of Aleph may have been a pictogram of an ox head in Proto-Sinaitic script, influenced by Egyptian hieroglyphs, stylized as a triangular head with two horns extended. When the ancient Greeks adopted the alphabet, they had no use for a letter to represent the glottal stop, the consonant sound that the letter denoted in Phoenician and other Semitic languages, and that was the first phoneme of the Phoenician pronunciation of the letter. So they used their version of the sign to represent the vowel A, and called it by the similar name of Alpha. In the earliest Greek inscriptions after the Greek Dark Ages, dating to the 8th century BC, the letter rests upon its side, but in the Greek alphabet of later times, it generally resembles the modern capital letter, although many local varieties can be distinguished by the shortening of one leg, or by the angle at which the cross line is set. The Etruscans brought the Greek alphabet to their civilization in the Italian peninsula and left the letter unchanged. The Romans later adopted the Etruscan alphabet to write the Latin language, and the resulting letter was preserved in the Latin alphabet that would come to be used to write many languages, including English. Section 1.1. Typographic variants. During Roman times, there were many variant forms of the letter A. First was a monumental or lapidary style, which was used when inscribing on stone or other permanent media. There was also a cursive style used for everyday or utilitarian writing, which was done on more perishable surfaces. Due to the perishable nature of these surfaces, there are not as many examples of this style as there are of the monumental, but there are still many surviving examples of different types of cursive, such as majuscule cursive, minuscule cursive, and semi-cursive minuscule. Variants also existed that were intermediate between the monumental and cursive styles. The known variants include the semi-uncial, the uncial, and the later semi-uncial. Image. Typographic variants include a double-story A and single-story A. Image. Black letter A. Uncial A. Another black letter A. Modern Roman A. Modern Italic A. Modern script A. At the end of the Roman Empire, 5th century AD, several variants of the cursive minuscule developed through Western Europe. Among these were the semi-cursive minuscule of Italy, Merovingian script in France, the Visigothic script in Spain, and the insular or Anglo-Irish semi-uncial or Anglo-Saxon majuscule of Great Britain. By the 9th century, the Caroline script, which was very similar to the present-day form, was the principal form used in bookmaking, before the advent of the printing press. This form was derived through a combining of prior forms. Image. Different glyphs of the lowercase letter A. 15th century Italy saw the formation of the two main variants that are known today. These variants, the Italic and Roman forms, were derived from the Caroline script version. The Italic form, also called script A, is used in most current handwriting. It consists of a circle and vertical stroke on the right. This slowly developed from the 5th century form, representing the Greek letter tau in the hands of medieval Irish and English writers. The Roman form is used in most printed material. It consists of a small loop with an arc over it, both derived from the majuscule capital form. In Greek handwriting, it was common to join the left leg and horizontal stroke into a single loop, as demonstrated by the unsealed version shown. Many fonts then made the right leg vertical, and some of these, the serif that began the right leg stroke, developed into an arc, resulting in the printed form, while in others it was dropped, resulting in the modern handwritten form. Graphic designers refer to the italic and Roman forms as a single-decker A and double-decker A, respectively. Image. Road sign in Ireland showing the Irish Latin alpha form of A in lower and uppercase forms. Italic type is commonly used to mark emphasis or more generally to distinct one part of a text from the rest, set in Roman type. There are some other cases aside from italic type where script A, also called Latin alpha, is used in contrast with Latin A, such as in the International Phonetic Alphabet. Section 2. Use in Writing Systems. Section 2.1. English. In modern English orthography, the letter A represents at least 7 different vowel sounds. The near-open front, unrounded vowel, a, as in pad. The open-back, unrounded vowel, a, as in father, which is closer to its original Latin and Greek sound. The diphthong, a, as in ace and major, usually when A is followed by one or occasionally two consonants and then another vowel letter. This results from Middle English lengthening followed by the great vowel shift. The modified form of the above sound that occurs before R, as in square and Mary. The rounded vowel of water. The shorter rounded vowel, not present in general American, in was and what. A schwa in many unstressed syllables, as in about, comma, and solar. The double AA sequence does not occur in native English words, but is found in some words derived from foreign languages such as Aran and Aardvark. However, A occurs in many common digraphs, all with their own sound or sounds, particularly I, ow, aw, a, e, and oa. Image. Pronunciation of the name of the letter A in European languages. A and A can differ phonetically depending on the language. A is the third most commonly used letter in English after E and T, and French, the second most common in Spanish, and the most common in Portuguese. About 8.167% of letters used in English texts tend to be A. The number is around 7.636% in French, 11.525% in Spanish, and 14.634% for Portuguese. Section 2.2. Other languages. In most languages that use the Latin alphabet, A denotes an open, unrounded vowel, such as A, A, or A. An exception is Sanish, in which A and the glyph A and the glyph stand for a close mid of front, unrounded vowel, E. Section 2.3. Other systems in phonetic and phonemic notation. In the International Phonetic Alphabet, A is used for the open front, unrounded vowel. A is used for the open central unrounded vowel, and A is used for the open back unrounded vowel. In ex-sampa, A is used for the open front unrounded vowel, and A is used for the open back unrounded vowel. Section 3. Other uses. In algebra, the letter A, along with various other letters of the alphabet, is often used to denote a variable, with various conventional meanings in different areas of mathematics. Moreover, in 1637, René Descartes invented the convention of representing unknowns in equations by X, Y, and Z, and knowns by A, B, and C. And this convention is still often followed, especially in elementary algebra. In geometry, capital A, B, C, etc., etc., are used to denote segments, lines, rays, etc. A capital A is also typically used as one of the letters to represent an angle in a triangle, the lowercase a representing the side opposite angle A. A is often used to denote something or someone of a better or more prestigious quality or status. A minus, A, or A plus, the best grade that could be assigned by teachers for students' schoolwork. A grade for clean restaurants, A-list celebrities, etc. Such associations can have a motivating effect, as exposure to the letter A has been found to improve performance when compared with other letters. A is used as a prefix in some words, such as asymmetry, to mean not or without, from Greek. In English grammar, A and its variant an is an indefinite article used to introduce noun phrases. The letter A is used to denote size, as a narrow-sized shoe, or a small cup size in a brassiere. Section 4. Related characters. Section 4.1. Descendants and related characters in the Latin alphabet. Latin AE ligature. A with diacritics. Phonetic alphabet symbols related to A. The International Phonetic Alphabet only uses lowercase, but uppercase forms are used in some other writing systems. Latin letter alpha / script A, which represents an open back, unrounded vowel in the IPA. Latin small letter alpha, the retroflex hook. Turned A, which represents a near-open central vowel in the IPA. Turned V, also called a wedge, a carrot, or a hat, which represents an open mid-back, unrounded vowel in the IPA. Turned alpha / script A, which represents an open back, rounded vowel in the IPA. Modifier letter small turned alpha. Small capital A, an obsolete or non-standard symbol in the International Phonetic Alphabet, used to represent various sounds, mainly open vowels. Modifier letters are used in the Uralic Phonetic Alphabet, UPA, sometimes encoded with Unicode subscripts and superscripts. Subscript small a is used in Indo-European studies. Small letter a, reverse schwa, is used in the Tuthanista phonetic transcription system. Glottal a, used in the transliteration of Ugaritic. Section 4.2, derived signs, symbols, and abbreviations. An ordinal indicator. Angstrom sign. A turned capital letter A, used in predicate logic to specify universal quantification for all. At sign. Argentine Austral. Anarchy symbol. Section 4.3. Ancestors and siblings in other alphabets. Semitic letter Aleph, from which the following symbols originally derive. Greek letter Alpha, from which the following letters derive. Cyrillic letter A, Coptic letter Alpha, Old Italic A, which is the ancestor of modern Latin A, Runic letter Ansus, which probably derives from Old Italic A, Gothic letter Aza / Asks, Armenian letter Abe. Section 5, Code Points. These are the code points for the forms of the letter in various systems. Section 6, Other Representations. Nato Phonetic, Alpha, Morse Code, Dot, Dash, Image, Signal Flag, Image, Flag Semaphore, Image, American Manual Alphabet, ASL Fingerspelling, Image, British Manual Alphabet, BSL Fingerspelling, Image, Braille Dots 1, Unified English Braille. Section 7, Use as a Number. In the hexadecimal base 16 numbering system, A is a number that corresponds to the number 10 in decimal base 10 counting. Section 8, Notes. Section 9, Footnotes. Section 10, References. Section 11, External Links. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. Available at creativecommons.org / licenses / by -sa / 3.0.